I'm going to take you through something right now that that I think you will find helpful.
Voy a guiarlos a través de un documento que creo que les va a ayudar.
You can talk about any of the points. You may disagree with some of the points.
Podemos hablar de los distintos puntos, puede estar en desacuerdo con algunos puntos.
But here, as you're looking at it, here is what I want you to see.
Pero mientras lo observan, esto es lo que quiero que vean.
Most, what we're talking about is there's a whole lot of things on the left, and there's a corresponding opposite on the right.
Hay una lista de cosas a la izquierda y los datos que corresponden a la derecha.
And you may disagree with one of the points on here. I don't care.
Puedes estar en desacuerdo con algunos puntos, no me importa.
But if you disagree with 25 of the points over here, then that's a problem.
Pero si estás en desacuerdo con 25 puntos, okay, entonces es un problema.
So for example,
what does God want us in general to do is to love one another. And if you make a hard commitment to say, I will love whoever comes across.
Entonces, el último que Dios quiere es que nosotros amemos a todos, a cualquier persona que esté en nuestro camino.
But here's the thing. If, let's say it's with a guy and a girl, a certain woman is going to be attracted to that kind of love. She's not going to be attracted
to that kind of love. Entonces, can you repeat that again, sorry?
Yeah, okay. Few women are going to be attracted.
Hay pocas personas que van a sentirse atraídas a ese tipo de amor, de amar a cualquiera. ¿Ya está? ¿Ya?
No, mine was okay.
Okay.
So, but if a certain woman is drawn to the Christ-like love that you're showing everyone, and she thinks that that is very winsome, then she is going to be attracted to you.
Pero si hay una mujer que se siente atraída para este tipo de amor, el tipo de amor que Cristo tiene, entonces también se va a sentir atraída.
It's very obvious that she's attracted to that.
Y va a ser muy obvio que ella se interese en este tipo de amor.
So what we've done, we've set it up here to say, is marriage the goal or is love the goal?
Aquí la pregunta es, ¿la meta es el matrimonio o el amor?
Most people in your situation, when they're in their 20s and 30s, marriage is the goal. And they are wanting to get married. And they even one of the things down here, you view it as a waste of time and money if someone doesn't want to spend more time with you, then you say, gosh, all that money I wasted, all that time, and I'm not any closer to getting married, and so you're just more angry and frustrated.
Entonces muchos chavos de la edad de ustedes tienen el matrimonio como el objetivo. Entonces lo que acaba pasando es que, por ejemplo, inviertes mucho tiempo, incluso dinero o lo que sea, en una persona y resulta que esa persona no es la indicada y piensas, ah, ¿cuánto desperdicié? Y eso es porque estás viendo el matrimonio como un objetivo.
But it's because marriage was the goal and not love.
Es porque el matrimonio era el objetivo y no el amor.
And so what Jesus commands us, what Paul, all of them said love one another. And so the injunction is for us to love. And in the context of loving, then God can make it clear by bringing somebody your way that this is one that you're to be loving in a special way.
Entonces, como Pablo enseñó, como Cristo enseñó, si el amor es lo que debemos estar enfocándonos, es en amar a los demás, entonces es ahí donde será más claro cuando Dios traiga a la persona a la que tienes que amar de una manera en particular.
So look at number one.
Vamos a ver el número uno.
If marriage is the goal, you're selective. You're always wondering, is this man or is this woman going to get me to the altar where we're going to get married?
Si el matrimonio es el fin, entonces siempre vas a estar siendo selectivo. ¿Esta persona me va a llevar al altar?
Whereas if love is the goal, you're going to be accepting of everyone and you're going to just show love to everyone.
Pero si el amor es la meta, vas a aceptar en lugar de seleccionar.
I asked all the couples that I married, are you surprised at the person you ended up marrying?
Le preguntas a las personas a las que he casado, ¿te sorprendiste de quién es a quien vas a?
One of them said, are you kidding? It's exactly the person I thought I was going to marry.
Ninguna persona me ha respondido, esta es la persona exacta a la que pensé que me iba a casar.
There wasn't one that said that.
Ni una sola.
They all were surprised.
Todos están sorprendidos de con quién se están casando.
You'd better not be looking at somebody and say, "Nah, check her off the list. She wouldn't make a good wife." And how do you know?
O sea, entonces no se trata de estar poniéndole checks a una lista. Esta sí, esta no. ¿Cómo sabes que no?
Instead, you should accept everyone, and you might be surprised as you get to know somebody that you start viewing them very differently than what you did to begin with.
Más bien deberías estar abierto a aceptar y puede que te acabes sorprendiendo de con quién terminas estando.
Number two, if marriage is the goal, you try to live up to certain expectations.
Si el matrimonio es la meta, estás siempre queriendo alcanzar ciertas expectativas.
The word here is image. You have to live up to an image.
Tienes que poner una imagen de ti mismo.
And If love is the goal, you don't care about image.
Si el amor es la meta, no te importa esta imagen.
You're not worried about expectations.
No te preocupan estas expectativas.
You're not worried about what other people think.
No te preocupa qué va a decir la gente.
Instead of people on the one hand saying, "Ooh, I saw you were out with so and so on Saturday night. Wow!" You know, like they're making a big deal about that.
En vez de que la gente esté así como, wow, vi que saliste con esta persona.
Because that's a couple trying to live up to image, and they're trying to be the beautiful couple on the night scene.
Eso es ser una pareja que está queriendo dar una imagen de ser la pareja atractiva, la pareja cool.
Instead, you're willing to spend time with anybody and you don't care what anybody thinks. You have no expectations.
Mejor
and you're not worried about other people's expectations.
Mejor está dispuesto a pasar tiempo con cualquiera y no te preocupes por las expectativas.
If marriage is the goal number three, you're idealistic and perfectionistic.
Si el matrimonio es la meta, eres idealista y perfeccionista.
If love is the goal, you're willing to accept faults.
Si el amor es el objetivo, estás dispuesto a aceptar fallas en otra persona.
If marriage is the goal, you live in the future.
Si el matrimonio es la meta, vives en el futuro.
Is this going to get me married? Is this person going to accomplish what I want them to do? You're kind of manipulating them to get them where you want them to be.
Esto me va a llevar al altar, esto me va a llevar al matrimonio, estás casi manipulando para que te lleve a un lugar.
If love is the goal, you're free to live in the present, and anybody who comes across your path just gets love.
Si el amor es el objetivo, estás viviendo en el presente, cualquier persona que esté en tu camino la puedes amar.
Are you beginning to get the idea of what I'm saying?
¿Me explico?
Okay. Now all of you are very bright, and so what I'll do is I'll give you a few minutes. And I'll let you just read down through these.
Les voy a dar unos minutos. Yo sé que todos ustedes son muy listos.
And if you aren't sure about some of the English words, Luis can help you.
Y si no están seguros de algunas palabras que están aquí en inglés, Luis les puede ayudar.
And then what I'll ask you to do is there any on this list that you want to talk about?
Y entonces les voy a preguntar si hay algún punto en particular del que quieran hablar.
Is that fair? Rather than me just go through all 40 of them, that's pretty boring.
En vez de que yo vaya uno por uno, está muy aburrido.
I'll let you guys read it, and then you can filter out what seems to be the things that are most of interest to you.
Mejor.
And then we'll answer those.
Mejor ustedes léanlo y me dicen cuáles son los puntos que más les interesan y los platicamos. A couple of minutes, 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Sequence.
I'm sure they're all fast readers.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Even in English, I'm sure they're fast.
Outlook tends to be more negative. Outlook es como tu perspectiva. O sea, que tienes una perspectiva más negativa. Que tiende.
The reason it's negative is you keep looking at all the things that could keep you from getting married and stop the process. Maybe you haven't finished, but you keep on reading. And then are there any of these that you want to ask questions on, because they don't either make sense or you're not sure why I said that?
I'd like you to comment on 31.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, many think that your partner needs to be able to meet all your needs. And so as opposed to, if love is the goal, your needs must be met by God and others too, not just by your spouse. This is a very important point. It's an issue in Mexico and the United States.
Sí, muchas veces queremos que sea nuestra pareja quien va a satisfacer todas nuestras necesidades, y esto es algo común aquí en México y en Estados Unidos también.
Many men are immature.
Muchos hombres son inmaduros.
And what I say is, you as a woman, you need to be very clear whether you're marrying a boy or whether you're marrying a man.
Tú como mujer tienes que tener claro si te estás casando con un niño o con un hombre.
There are many 30-year-old men that are still boys.
Hay muchos hombres de 30 que todavía son niños.
And what they're looking for is a mother.
Y lo que buscan es una mamá.
Because they've lived in a very well-to-do environment in America or in Mexico.
Porque han vivido una situación muy cómoda en Estados Unidos o en México.
Everything has been provided for them.
Siempre se les ha dado todo.
If they don't want to pick things up in their room, they don't. They just leave it a mess.
Si no quieren levantar su cuarto, lo dejan.
And the maid will pick it up or mom will pick it up.
Y la señora al que hacerlo va a levantar o la mamá. Yo no lo voy a hacer.
And so they come to see that I just need a woman who can take care of me and do all the things that mom used to do or that the maid used to do. And so that's how they're viewing it.
Entonces empiezan a pensar, necesito una mujer que me ayude con las cosas que me ayudaban mi mamá o la señora del quehacer.
And yet what happens is you get thrown into situations like that, and both of you are very needy people.
Y entonces te encuentras en ese tipo de situaciones y te das cuenta que ambos son personas muy necesitadas.
And the woman is trying to get out of a very toxic family, and so she's looking for anyone that she could marry.
La mujer puede querer escaparse de una familia tóxica, está buscando a cualquier persona para casarse.
And she wants a man to take care of her.
Y quiere que el hombre cuide de ella.
And he's looking for a woman to take care of him.
Y él busca a alguien que cuide de él.
And so these are two very immature people looking for someone else to take care of everything.
Son dos personas muy inmaduras buscando que el otro cuide de él.
And the only person that can do that is God.
Y el único que puede hacer eso es Dios.
And so it's a very unhealthy and unrealistic picture for you to have, for you to think like that.
Es una imagen muy poco sana e irrealista pensar así.
But if marriage is the goal, you just want somebody who appears, and this appears to be a good one, then I want her to be able to take care of all my needs.
Entonces, si el matrimonio es el objetivo, solo quieres una persona que satisfaga tus necesidades.
And that's not fair because no one can take care of somebody else's needs completely.
Y eso no es justo porque nadie puede satisfacer las necesidades de otro completamente.
That's why you have a family.
Por eso tienes una familia.
That's why you have a church.
Por eso tienes una iglesia.
That's why you have a neighborhood.
Por eso tienes un vecindario.
It takes a lot of people to be able to help you become a whole person.
Se requiere mucha gente para que te vuelvas una persona íntegra. Sí. Listo. Entonces la pregunta fue, ustedes han estado juntos por mucho tiempo, muchos años, y todavía mantienen su primer amor para con Cristo. ¿Cómo lo han logrado?
We have made a lot of mistakes and done a lot of things wrong.
Hemos cometido muchos errores.
And there have been times where we have not loved Jesus the way we should.
Y han habido momentos en los que no hemos seguido a Jesús de la manera que quisiéramos.
But it helps. If I listen to my wife and she listens to me.
Pero ayuda si yo escucho a mi mujer y ella me escucha a mí.
There are things that she will tell me that I don't like.
A veces me dice cosas que a mí no me gustan.
And I will say that is not true, and I'll be angry. And we'll have a disagreement.
Y yo digo, no es cierto, no es cierto, y me enojo.
And then I'll come back later and I said, you know what you said, you were right.
Y luego regreso al rato y digo, ¿sabes qué? Tenías razón.
You have a correct view of me and I need to listen to what you're saying.
Y estás opinando correctamente acerca de mí y tengo que escuchar.
So part of it, Karina, is you're going to have to be humble toward each other.
Tienes que ser humilde con tu pareja.
And also have enough people in your life so that you have accountability.
Y tienes que tener suficientes personas en tu vida para que te hagan responsable.
Some of you have seen churches or small groups or families where the father is not accountable to anybody.
Algunos de ustedes han visto iglesias o familias donde el padre simplemente no es responsable. Y a veces yo estoy en esa situación y no está bien. Así es que intentamos tener suficiente gente a nuestro alrededor que nos pueda decir las cosas. Para no quedarnos en esa situación.
Any other? Yeah. Caleb. Huh?
Marriage has a goal. Number one. It talks about being selective.
Oh, being okay. Being selective means, she's really got a good figure. That's a possible mate. You're looking at a person. Let's say as a possible mate for you based on worldly criteria, whether they have a lot of money, whether they're smart, whether they are beautiful, whether they so forth. And so that means you're selective, because you look, you find, you see someone who doesn't seem very attractive to you, and so you say, nope, not interested in her, so you just keep on moving. But what's really, really interesting is all these couples, they all say, you know what, when I first met my wife, I didn't think that she was attractive at all. Or when I first met my husband, I didn't think that he was handsome at all. And yet, as they got to know them as a real person, all of a sudden, all their inner beauty or inner strength came through, and they saw a totally different person.
Yeah, I'll translate it just a very idea.
You get the idea.
Yes. Lo que explicó es que cuando estás siendo selectivo, que es cuando tienes el matrimonio en mente, lo que estás haciendo es juzgar a una persona por características mundanas. Esta chava tiene la silueta correcta, esta chava tiene la apariencia correcta, pero esto no debe ser así. De hecho, en su experiencia, todas las parejas con las que ha hablado dicen, ¿sabes qué? En un principio yo no estaba atraído a la persona con la que me casé. Fue hasta que empecé a conocer su belleza interior que me di cuenta que esta era la persona para mí. Entonces, cuando tienes el amor como un objetivo, buscas más bien conocer a la persona, llamar a la persona y no estar poniendo checks en una lista.
Does that answer that, Caleb?
Yeah.
Any other questions about any of these 40?
Yes. Thirty. Yes.
Many people are concerned about finding the right person. And that's not bad, but it's a lot better that you be concerned not about finding the right person, but you being the right person. Because if you're the right person, you attract the right person to you, if the Lord intends you to be married.
Entonces, la clave con el 30, la diferencia es buscar a la persona correcta o ser la persona correcta. Y no tiene nada de malo buscar a la persona correcta, pero generalmente la clave está en tú ser la persona correcta. Y cuando tú eres la persona correcta, entonces vas a atraer a la persona correcta para ti también.
All of this falls under the second category of my talk on the heart, character qualities. And being the right person.
Todo esto cae dentro de la segunda categoría de mi plática esta mañana, que es el corazón, es el carácter interior.
So if love is the goal, it will help you be the right person and not worry about everybody else, whether this is Mr. Right or Miss Right.
Si el amor es...
That only translates in English, but meaning the right person, Miss Right person or Miss...
Yeah.
Or Mr. Right person.
Y si el amor es el objetivo, entonces estás enfocándote más bien en amar a las personas y no solo en encontrar o ser el señor perfecto o la señora perfecta. You can't say it, Mr. Perfect and Mrs. Perfect.
Yeah, you can. Of course. But see, if you're looking for Miss Perfect, that's because you're being selective. You're eliminating all the ones that aren't perfect, and you only are looking at the couple that seem to be the most perfect for you.
Si estás buscando a la señora perfecta, es porque estás siendo selectivo. Estás deshaciendo de todas las personas que no te parecen perfectas.
But why would the Lord send you Mr. Perfect when you're not Miss Perfect?
Pero ¿por qué te mandaría a ti a la señora perfecta si tú no eres el señor perfecto?
Which else? You guys are doing great. I'll stop when you're done, and as long as you have questions, we'll keep going. Yeah, Christian? 23. Based on excitement of the emotions versus based on commitment of the will. If marriage is the goal, you could You can have an extended kissing session with your girlfriend, and you get really excited about getting married, and that's one thing. But that is you for 50 years. What's going to carry you for 50 years is based on a commitment of your wills, that you understood what it was going to take. It's the hardest thing you ever had to do. And sometimes when you're called upon to forgive your spouse and you don't want to forgive them, and yet you still got to forgive them because it's a matter of the will. And the fact you together and you dare not break the covenant. And so there's going to be emotion can't carry you on and keep you going. Only the willpower, knowing that you have made a commitment and you are not going to go against that. And it's one thing if you get up every morning and you say, Lord, I gave it one more day with that woman. Please help me today to get through the day and love her one more day. See, that's going to be a very difficult marriage. But what we're talking about is you made a decision to marry this woman and to love her no matter what, and it, 50 years later, it's still in effect. It hasn't changed.
That's great.
And here's the last thing on this. Okay.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Most of you understood, right? In Deuteronomy, the Lord said, "Why did I choose Israel?"
Oof. Because I love them, right?
Yeah, he said, "But before he says, because you weren't the greatest. In fact, you were the least."
Can I translate super quick what you said so far? So en esencia lo que dijo es que la diferencia en el 23 dice, si el matrimonio es el objetivo, entonces está basado en emociones. Pero si el amor es el objetivo, está basado en un compromiso. Y la diferencia es que tú puedes tener una sesión de besos con tu novia y eso te va a hacer sentir que te tienes que casar, pero eso no te va a alcanzar para 50 años. Es el compromiso y la palabra, el pacto que tú haces con una persona de estar con ellos para siempre, que te va a sacar adelante por los siguientes 50 años. Y entonces ahora está haciendo referencia a un versículo en Deuteronomio donde Dios le pregunta a Israel, ¿por qué te elegí?
I'll give you a rough translation of Deuteronomy 8.
Les voy a dar una traducción de Deuteronomio 8.
The Lord says, I didn't choose you because you were the greatest. In fact, you were the least of all the nations.
Yo no te escogí porque fueras la más grande. De hecho, eras la más pequeña de todas las naciones.
I didn't choose you because you were the wealthiest or the smartest or you had the most connections.
No te elegí porque eras la más inteligente, la más rica, la que tenía más conexiones.
I didn't choose you because you had the best education.
No te elegí porque tenías la mejor educación.
Or because you had the largest fortune.
¿O porque tenías la fortuna más grande?
In fact, God didn't choose Israel for any of those reasons.
Dios no eligió a Israel por ninguna de esas razones.
God says, I chose you because I chose to choose you.
Y Dios dice, te elegí porque elegí elegirte.
God simply chose them.
Dios simplemente los eligió.
So, if you choose a woman because she's the most beautiful, what happens 50 years later when she's not beautiful?
Si eliges a una mujer porque es bonita, ¿qué pasa 50 años después cuando ya no es bonita?
Or when she's had cancer, or when other things have happened.
O cuando tiene cáncer, o cuando pasan otras cosas.
Or you choose her because she's got the most money, but what happens if her family loses the fortune and now you're penniless?
O la eliges porque tiene dinero, pero pierde su fortuna.
Or because she's the smartest.
¿O porque es la más inteligente?
She could get Alzheimer's and can't even remember your name.
Puede que le dé Alzheimer's y que ya no se acuerde ni de tu nombre.
So there are human reasons why people make selections, and they're all based upon human standards.
Hay razones humanas por las cuales tomamos elecciones y todas están basadas en estándares mundanos.
God did not choose you and he didn't choose me because we were the greatest or the smartest or the wealthiest.
Dios no te eligió ni a ti ni a mí porque éramos los más inteligentes.
We were sinners and we didn't deserve anything.
Éramos pecadores y no merecíamos
nada.
And he
still chose to choose us.
Y aún así nos eligió. Eligió elegirnos.
So that's the basis upon which the husband chooses the wife.
Esa es la base con la que un esposo elige a su esposa.
On the same basis. As the how God chose us.
Con la misma base con la que Dios nos eligió a nosotros.
He says, Joni will say, I am so glad that you did not choose me because I was the smartest woman that you knew.
Joni va a decir, no, estoy muy contento de que no me hayas elegido porque era inteligente.
Sometimes now we start forgetting.
Porque a veces se nos olvidan ya cosas.
It's not based upon any of those reasons.
No está basado en ninguna de esas razones.
It's because she can bask in the security that I chose her simply because I chose to choose her.
Ella puede estar segura de que yo la elegí simplemente porque elegí elegirla.
Out of all the women in the world, I chose her.
De todas las mujeres en el mundo, la elegí a ella.
And so she can then be secure.
Y puede estar segura de eso.
God chose us so we can be secure.
Dios nos eligió a nosotros para que podamos estar seguros.
Okay. Does that answer?
There's a question from the chat. It's about Corinthians. Corinthians 7:27. Corinthians 7:27, I know you're looking it up, but it says something like, if you're married, do not leave her. If you're not married, do not seek a wife, or something of that nature. How would you explain that verse? But you're going to read it.
Well, the way I would explain it is exactly what it says.
La manera que lo explicaría es exactamente lo que dice.
Yes, he's talking to Christians in the Corinthian church.
Está hablando a cristianos en la iglesia de Corinto.
Some of them are even from a slave background.
Algunos de ellos incluso venían de un background de esclavos.
And they were thrown together, and their marriage was determined by their owner, and they are the husband and the wife are both owned by somebody else.
Entonces había esclavos, a veces habían sido casados por decisión del amo y ambos le pertenecían a un amo.
They had terrible family relations and situations in the first century.
Tenían situaciones familiares terribles en el primer siglo.
And so he says, are you bound to a wife? Don't seek to be released. What that means is, have you been bound to a wife, meaning you're married?
Entonces le dice, si estás casado, no busques escaparte de eso.
In some cases, it could even have been as a slave, and there was no formal marriage. They were just thrown together like animals, and they've lived together for all those years, and they're bound together. They're literally held together.
En muchos casos era incluso por medio de la esclavitud que los juntaban. No tuvieron un matrimonio.
So he says, are you bound to someone? Well, then don't try and get out of it.
Entonces dice,
stay in it.
Si estás ligado a una persona, no te intentes escapar. Quédate en ese compromiso.
There were some whose spouse was sold and given away, and they no longer have a wife or a husband.
Y había casos en los que tu esposo o tu esposa podía haber sido vendida y ya no estabas con esa persona.
He says, are you released from a wife? Don't seek a wife.
Entonces ya no estás ligado a esa persona, no busques una.
Because they're because of the situation under which maybe that they were originally married wasn't even a righteous one. It just was like I told you, among slaves.
Porque la situación en la que originalmente se casaron no era ni siquiera una legítima, sino entre esclavos.
Paul doesn't mean that you can never remarry.
Pablo no quiere decir que no te puedas volver a casar.
He only says you can't remarry if you have no legitimate grounds for remarriage.
marriage.
And he says what the grounds for getting a divorce are, and that's if the other spouse is immoral or is an unbeliever and wants to leave.
Entonces dice, no te vuelvas a casar si no tienes una relación legítima para haber terminado tu compromiso previo.
And he goes through all of those circumstances all the way through chapter 7.
Y va circunstancia por circunstancia lidiando con estas situaciones complejas que había.
And you have to remember, it goes back to chapter 7, verse 1.
Y va de regreso hasta el capítulo 7, versículo 1.
It says, now concerning the things about which you wrote. That's verse
1.
First Corinthians is Paul's letter answering all the questions that the Corinthian church had.
Primera Corintios es una carta donde Pablo está respondiendo todas las preguntas que la iglesia de Corinto tenía.
They sent a live delegation to Paul, and they gave Paul questions in person, verbally.
Entonces le mandaron preguntas a Pablo, incluso de manera oral.
And chapters 1-6 are answering those verbal questions.
Y en los capítulos del 1 al 6 están respondiendo esas preguntas orales.
And beginning in chapter 7, he's beginning to answer the written questions, because the people who came to ask verbal questions then gave him sheets of paper with all their questions that they wanted Paul to answer.
Entonces en el capítulo 7 está comenzando a lidiar con las preguntas que están escritas, porque también le dieron una lista de preguntas.
And all these questions that they had on marriage, that's what Paul is answering first. That's what they were most interested in.
Estas preguntas que todos tenían con respecto al matrimonio, Pablo las está respondiendo.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, we'll take these home, look them over, see if there's other things that you want to talk about tomorrow. We'll go in and finish talking about leading up to marriage, and then the majority of our time tomorrow is going to be on basic principles on marriage.
Okay, entonces llévense estas a su casa, y el día de mañana va a ser principalmente principios fundamentales del matrimonio.
So thank you for being willing to listen and be so patient with me, and stay late.
Muchas gracias por escucharme, por ser pacientes conmigo y quedarse hasta tan tarde.
We're praying that the Lord will bless you for the sacrifices you have made.
Estamos orando que Dios los bendiga por estos sacrificios que han hecho.
Thank you.
So.
Muchas gracias, Leo, por estas oportunidades de hablar con el doctor Leo y su esposa. Gracias por permitirnos aprender, realmente muy interesante. Te quiero pedir que sea solo tu voluntad y que en la vida de todos nosotros, jóvenes y grandes, podamos seguir tu camino. Esto es un oro puro, como dijo Carlos Previno, y te pedimos que mañana sea un día todavía mejor.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.